Checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Also, a review of the primary election and a preview of the upcoming November election. Hey, Nikki, good to see you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for spending some time to chat with us. Appreciate it. I know it's just straight out with you guys in the city clerk's office, in addition to all your regular daily activities, but I do appreciate the time.
Sure. Busy season ahead, for sure.
No question. Yeah. License Board got back to it for September with a meeting on the 8th, right?
Yes. Yes. So we had a meeting yesterday at 4 p.m. via Zoom still. And we don't see that changing in the foreseeable future. So if you want to tune in, of course, QATV grabs those meetings and televises them via Zoom for us. So agenda item number one, there was a hearing regarding the request of FOSO One Restaurant LLC doing business as FOSO Restaurant. Tuan Nguyen, manager, for a common victualler license and an on-premise all alcohol beverage license for the premise located at 1625 Hancock Street. Proposed hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And attorney Desta was there to speak about the FOSO One restaurant. They are anticipating about 133 seats. And it's where, right next to the little lot in Quincy Center on Hancock Street, where the Good Health used to be across the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to utilize that space. And they're doing a build out and they've been in touch with the health department, and the FOSO One restaurant, the managers and owners have a place already in Dorchester. So I'm not really sure about when they're gonna be opening. They aren't committed to a date quite yet, but that went through 5-0 on the vote.
Okay. Did they say what type of food they're going to have?
Vietnamese restaurant. Okay. Yes. And agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of Packaging Center, Inc., doing business as Stop and Shop for a change of offices and director for new manager for the premise located at 65 Newport Ave. Proposed manager, Brian Kramen. And he was there also. There was attorney Eugene Richard. They added three new directors and changed the manager. However, Brian had been an assistant manager there for years and knows the store very well. That went through 5-0. And on agenda item number three, it was continued at the request of the applicant for Fowler House Cafe, William Rosati, manager, to extend his cabaret license to his outdoor area. And again, he wasn't able to be here, so we did tell him that we will work with him, and maybe if he wanted to get a couple of dates together for September, we would work with him on that.
Okay, and this would be for just some music outside, or?
Yeah, acoustic, nothing amplified.
Okay, so yeah, I know a lot of restaurants are anticipating the colder months coming, and how are they going to continue to offer dining outside? It's going to be a challenge.
It certainly is. We're trying to work with everybody. First, you know, the health department and the whole board. Susan Kindergan has done a great job with helping the bars now become, you know, small little restaurants and serve some food. And I think it's good for the patrons too. They can have a little something when they go in. So it seems to be working out. Hopefully, you know, we'll have a nice long Indian summer.
I'm sure, yeah, they're hoping for that for sure. Because what's the indoor capacity now for restaurants? It's not, they're not 100%, I don't think, are they?
I think it's based upon their square footage.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and still no bar seating.
Right, yeah, and I think that's going to be a phase four whenever that happens.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and another meeting scheduled later this month?
Yep, September 22nd, we'll have another license board hearing.
Okay, very good. So that's just one of many things that the city clerk's office is involved with. Let's talk a little bit about the primary and how you thought it went.
Oh, I thought the primary went very well. I'm very proud of all of the poll workers, all the staff of the election department, the city clerk's office. We actually pulled together some staff from other departments, some teachers, and I couldn't be prouder of the way that the election went. We had 38.8% of an overall turnout, and our mail in absentee and in-person voting went seamlessly. We worked very closely with the Quincy Post Office and Bill Harris to come up with a plan to, you know, put people's mind at ease about the mailing votes. And I think that, you know, it helped us out tremendously here. We had Saturday drop-offs. We had pickups on the daily. We had drop-offs a couple of times a day. You know, working with him, with Bill in the Quincy Post Office, we sorted our mail ourselves. So we did 02169, 02170, and 02171. And what that did was it saved those ballots that were being mailed out from having to go into Boston and be sorted. So it saved a couple of days, and I think it made a big difference. And just the return rate, you know, I think we sent out 15,000 ballots in the mail, and we got over 10,000 back. It was just an extreme amount of participation, and we are very proud of the citizens of Quincy for coming out and voting and making their voice heard.
Yeah, I know the mayor had high praise for you and your staff as well, compared to smaller communities around Quincy that took a much longer time to tabulate that evening and even into the next day, and in some cases for a couple of days.
So right,
he was very appreciative of your efforts for sure.
Yeah, I think some people may have got overwhelmed with just how many they got back, and we're going to strategize again to come up with better ways, you know, learn from what we just did and come up with better ways to be even more efficient. And working with the mayor, he's been tremendous in our resources and just the room. And I can't thank the administration enough and the mayor for all his help.
Yeah, now, as you're aware, of course, Councillor Pamucci is proposing things like curbside voting and neighborhood drop boxes, fire station voting, police ballot pickups, you know, for November. What do you think about that, Nikki?
Like I said, I thought that we worked very well with the Quincy Post Office. I don't have all those resources available to me to be going around the city and picking up ballots from drop boxes, and you know, I take into consideration the integrity of the vote in securing those ballots. And you know, when we go downstairs to get those ballots out of the box, there's usually a police officer or a election official there when we open the drop box container and secure those ballots at all times. And not to say that that's not a secure box, it is. It's an expensive box as well, but just the manpower to get out there and pick up as much as we would like to. The box out front was a huge success. so many people took the opportunity to use that box. At 7:59, we had two people there at the box putting their ballot in, and it was locked at 8 p.m. But, you know, I think people liked it and took the opportunity to use it. You know, the other opportunities that are out there are, we're going to have 2 weeks of early voting for the November election. We're going to have weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. We're going to have at North Quincy High School, and we're going to have the early voting here Monday through Friday. So from October 17th till October 30th, you can come here or go to North Quincy and vote in person. All that information is on our website. So if you want to look at that, I think it's fall 2020 election information.
Okay. Do you know about how many voters took advantage of early voting for the primary, Nikki?
So we did it for 7 days, and we averaged between 150 to 200 votes a day.
Okay. All right. So yeah, quite a few people took advantage of that.
Yeah.
And so there was really no delays on election day for in-person voting at the polls. Really, it went pretty smoothly.
Exactly. Yeah. Which took the burden off at the polling place. We didn't anticipate any lines. We didn't see that out there. And we did do away with the checkout table, which made the process go smoother as well. So I think that that worked out pretty good.
Sure. Now, after the polls close, how are the votes tabulated? What actually happens?
Okay, so we had central tabulation in Quincy. So, and I was very proud of that too. We ran ballots through a high-speed scanner, and we got those done by election night. And that data there was compiled with the data from each of the tabulators out at the polling places, and then that married together and came out with our election results. We did have some ballots between 7 and 8 p.m. that obviously couldn't get out to the polling places on time to be tabulated, so we did hand count those. We reported those to the Secretary of State last Friday.
Okay. So the votes that are cast in person on election day come back to City Hall to be counted?
So they all go through the tabulator.
At the poll?
At the poll.
Okay.
And then there's a disk, I guess you would say, a cartridge that then uploads into a system here.
Okay.
That those ballots are counted.
I see. Okay. So you don't have to wait for the actual paper ballots to be brought back. You already have the figures.
That's right.
Okay. It's interesting. And I know you're probably anticipating much more of a mail-in participation for November 3rd, right?
Right. So I was actually talking with the Secretary's office yesterday. We're anticipating a second round mailing of the cards that Do You Wish to Vote by Mail cards. They will be going out by the 14th of September. So, you know, within the next few days, you should be receiving, if you hadn't requested it for September and November, you get another crack at it for the November election only. So that should be going out within the next few days. Fill it out. We'll process it here. And as soon as we get the ballots, we should be mailing them out.
Okay. And if someone requests a mail-in ballot, but then for whatever reason chooses not to use it, what can they do?
They can go to the polls on election day, or they can come here to one of the early voting sites.
Okay. And if they do use it and then want to change their vote, is that possible?
No, it's too late.
Okay. But just requesting a mail-in ballot doesn't necessarily mean you have to use it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Very good. What's the deadline to register to vote in November 3rd election, Nikki?
October 24th.
Okay. So at your office till 8 o'clock that night?
Yes. Yep. So we'll be here. Obviously, you can register to vote online. You can register to vote mass.gov. Through the RMV or here, and there's a link on our website.
Okay, very good. Anything else you think we should let folks know about right now?
Just the 2 weeks before, you know, we'll have two full weekends that will be at North Quincy High School, 9 to 4.
Okay.
9 to 4 those days. And, you know, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to call the election department, 617-376-1144-1143. Anybody there can help you with any of your questions or concerns.
Okay. And I know up at North Quincy High, it was in the gym. Will that be the case again?
Yes. And we're gonna keep our voting there for as long as we can, too, because it worked out so well with the social distancing. The front lobby is a little tight. So we were able to talk to the superintendent and the staff over there at North Quincy High School, the Kevin Sagala and his staff. They were wonderful to work with.
Okay. And again, all the proper CDC guidelines, right? Mask wearing, sanitizing.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I do anticipate one change for a polling place. Coming up for the November election, which is Ward 2, Precinct 2, in 23A at 1000 Southern Artery. You know, they have COVID concerns. And so I will be speaking to the superintendent and asking him quite possibly if we can go to the Clifford Marshall and looking into other space within that area. To perhaps move that polling place.
Okay, yeah, got a little tight, did it?
I mean, they just have COVID concerns, and we can certainly work with them, and we'll get an alternate space.
Okay.
So we're working on that right now. We're working on finishing up, tying up the September election and certainly getting ready for November.
Okay. Yeah. It's a more vulnerable population there, certainly. So just extra precautions. Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks so much, Nikki. I really
appreciate it. Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Right. We'll be talking again soon, I'm sure, before the election.
Absolutely.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.